wove into the pattern of human history, Sabbath. We need to sit back and be ministered to by Jesus. So, as we think about this in conclusion, hear the call of Jesus. And even as Christians, we've been called, we've followed, we've left behind. We need to rehear the call of Jesus all the time. Hear the call of Jesus. And pray that more and more your will becomes His will. Again, this is why I encourage praying the Lord's Prayer every single day. And then this, especially in light of we're taking a summer break on Wednesday night, we've encouraged fellowship. Get near to Jesus by being around other disciples. This doesn't have to be like a big, hard thing. Cook a dinner, invite somebody over, play a game, and talk about Jesus. Keep Him at the center. And then finally, focus on doing the will of God simply by focusing your life on Jesus. And then let the activity of the Christian life flow out of that. You keep Jesus at the center, and I guarantee you the Spirit of God will work in such a way that the acts that you do are going to be God glorifying and honoring. So let's pray, and then we're going to transition into a time of simply trying to center on Jesus as we partake of the Lord's Supper. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, God, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You above all things for Jesus. And God, we pray that You would help us to keep our focus on Jesus, to keep Christ as the center of all things. We pray that You would help us, Lord, as a church, to strengthen the bond of relationship between each of us, that we might know Christ more. God, I want to thank You for the enormous gift of allowing us to see Your Son Jesus through the body of believers. What a gift that is. To know that when we get together with our friends who bear the name of Christ, we know Jesus more through them. And so would we put a premium on relationship and friendship with Jesus at the center. God, I pray that You would help us, call us to repentance, Lord, to turn back to Jesus as we waver away from Him as the center. And Lord, finally, we pray that we would be those who do Your will by fixing our eyes upon Your Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm reminded as we get ready to partake of the Lord's Supper, and if you're not at a table, Paul's going to be coming around with the tray right now, and so he'll bring those to you. I'm going to turn in my Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 right now. I'm just going to read from what Paul says, beginning in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians 10. Paul says, "Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? And is not the loaf which we break a sharing, participation in the body of Christ? Since there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of one loaf." I think that this is insightful too as we think about that high priestly prayer in John 17 where Jesus prays. He prays to His Father that we, His disciples, might be one, even as Him and the Father are one, and that this unity and oneness would be a testimony to the world of the reality that God did in fact send Jesus. And then we see here that this is to be a... there goes my grape juice. This is to be a reminder. This is your second cleanup. I don't know that you spilled either of them. I've been reading in the Proverbs, and what is it to find a faithful, a good wife as a blessing, or whatever it is. Let me just say it's good to marry up, men. It's good to marry up, okay? Those of you who know me and Amanda at all know that I'm married up. Oh, you guys laugh. Jesus prays that we would be one. Our oneness. Now think about this. We're called as the church. Like our whole purpose is to make disciples of all the nations. And at the heart of how we're going to do that, Jesus says, it's the way that we interact with each other. The way we love one another. to the degree that we become more and more one, we will witness better to the community. To the degree that we become more and more one and united together, we can engage in what I am seeing more and more in the scripture as one of the most important apologetics, reaching the lost, of the come and see. We should be able to be confident to say, come and see. So, with that in mind, Paul says that we are one body because we partake of one loaf. The fact that each of us here have turned away from the old life, we have let the old man die inside of us, and we now come to Jesus, his broken body on the cross for our sin becomes the source of life for us. He has given himself that we might have new life, and we are one body because we all get our life from the same source, the same head, Jesus. So as we partake of this today, let it be a remembrance of our unity in Jesus, but would you also partake of it prayerfully? And that we would beseech God that he would deliver to us his grace as we faithfully believe who we are in Jesus, that we are united together, one group. And so we want to pray that God would do among us what is actually true of us in the gospel and make us more united together. So let's partake of this together and remember Jesus. Paul says that, I love this term, that this is a cup of blessing that we bless, which means we receive this cup that symbolizes the blood of Jesus as the primary, the greatest blessing that we could ever receive, which is the forgiveness of sins that we might have communion with God. But because we receive this blessing, Paul says we should also bless it. So let's take a minute. I'm going to pray. We're going to bless God, and then we will take this together. Our Father in heaven, we bless your name. We've sinned against you in thought and word and deed by what we have done and left undone. And yet, God, because you are by nature gracious, you are love and there is none like you. You have made a way and you have redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. And for that, we bless your name and we pray glory to God. Amen. Let's partake of this together. I'm going to pray one more time as Josh and Dina come up to close us in song. Father in heaven, Lord, you are gracious to us. And Lord, as I can still taste the grape juice on my palate, may we taste and see that you are good in Jesus today. And God, we pray that these symbols that we have just partaken of, God, that you would work within us the truth that they represent, which is life from Jesus. May we always keep Christ as our all in all. We pray in his name. Amen.
The riches and the wisdom.